come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha in our final segment here. And I want to start by wishing everyone a very happy Father's Day weekend. This is actually my first Father's Day without my father, who passed away last year on June 23rd. And so hearts are heavy, but also, such a beautiful weekend and a lot of positive memories. And again, wishing all of the dads and granddads and some of the great-granddads very happy Father's Day weekend. And hey, we want to continue with Mary Jane Sanchez from WorkHub, who brought these wonderful guests from Motorsports Promotion. She's with WorkHub Digital Marketing here in downtown. She's had an office in downtown for well over 10 years, I believe.
14 years now.
14 years, and had really strong presence in the community, and actually gave me many of my big starts, got me interested in politics. And again, through her network, it ultimately, through the Mary Jane family tree, this is how I ended up with Walk Radio, too. So wonderful person to network with.
Thank you.
So, hey, what else do you want us to tell us about your clients or what else we should be?
When it comes to marketing, and this is the big thing that I wish people to know, it doesn't matter if you're a coffee shop or you're this statewide organization of motorsports, it's important to get out in the community, get out and meet people, get on the radio or have some exposure, make yourself omnipresent for that. That's going to help increase your business. And also that marketing is actually on, and advertising is on your profit and loss statement. It's part of the program that you need to do. You don't have to work with myself, but if you get somebody to even consult with, there's so many things you can do on your own and promote your business. So personally, I go around at no charge and talk to other businesses and help them promote theirs. But back to motorsports, I'm so excited because we are putting a lot of polish on this apple that's already there and this passion and love, but we're going vertical. We're, working with the tracks and working with the promoters and now working with the race car drivers and rebranding and re-promoting them. And the amazing audience that's there is just crazy cool. And I'm having so much fun doing marketing, yeah, which is what I love to do. So, and as you know, Don.
So it is a family-friendly environment,
right? It is,
right?
Extremely okay. Family-friendly. Yeah. And that's why we want to bring new generation of race car drivers. So just so you know, at the NASCAR level, which is the American type of race car, that right now Michael Jordan has a team. Emmett Smith has a
I
team.
I did not know that.
Floyd Mayweather has a team. Pitbull has a team, and they're working with all these brands all over. So we want to grow some out of the Midwest. We want some of our Midwest next generation coming
up. Yeah, because you think race car, you always think like Southeast, like NASCAR or Florida, right, or Indy if you're in the mm-hmm. Midwest, but right, no one thinks Wisconsin.
Right, and because we have all these tracks here, let's really embellish it and get people involved. It is such an exciting sport, especially when you get in the pits, and the minute that you get to know the race car drivers, then you want to, just like your kid playing soccer, you're like, go, go, Tristan the Piston, and you really rally them for a win. And it's so exciting when they do win and they get their trophies and the cars spin around and take the victory lane. So it is fun, exciting. And again, we're very fortunate in Wisconsin to have this.
So now I was joking around because I think car racing, there's that stereotype about that audience. I used to say, hey, you hide your rosary when you get there, Mary Jane. And, same for me. But you mentioned Emmett Smith. You mentioned Michael Jordan. That we're seeing a lot more diversity in the sport.
Very much so.
And acceptance, too. Mm-hmm.
And the number one race car driver in the world, meaning number of championships, is Lewis Hamilton. He's a British black man. And he's also brought fashion into motorsports. Right. Everybody wants to know what he's going to be wearing this week. And Ferrari has race runways with fashion designs and so on and so forth because they're now celebrities. And even Tristan, we're working on his apparel with a couple apparel companies. So it's
he's a great kid, very unassuming. You'd think someone like that's achieved what he's achieved would be very cocky or arrogant, but he's very,
he's
I love
very
him. Very
sweet,
unassuming,
yes.
Still very innocent. And since this is Pride Month, will we ever see that gay French superstar like in the legend of Ricky Bobby?
Well, you never know. When people, of course, as you know, Don, it doesn't matter what people, where their preferences are, but it's about what they love to do, you know. Yeah. And for us to support people no matter their, you know, shape, size, color, yeah, or preferences. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that here in Wisconsin,
we
too.
We are definitely seeing that in Wisconsin.
That's exciting to hear. So terrific. So, you know, another thing I want to mention with Mary Jane, too, she's a great resource, is that she's turning me on to all these great businesses that we never knew existed in Waukesha, and they've been around for years. And you told me one about a group, and we want to have them on the show, that was doing emblems.
Yes, it's Schweitzer, I think, Emblem. They're at 227 South Street, upstairs. And so one of the things that, if you notice on all the race car drivers, they need patches. And so I try to work local, and local isn't just Waukesha, it's also around the state.
Sure.
For everything that I work with. And then they came up in my search. I was like, who are they? So I went to go visit them. And going upstairs, they have boxes and boxes, clear boxes of police, fire, ambulance patches from the whole United States. So they gave me a donut police patch.
Nice.
Because donuts need protecting.
I love it.
And it was great. So I do. I walk around Waukesha. Everybody knows that, yeah, all over.
And they're serving national accounts, as
yes,
you said.
Yes, they're, yeah, serving national.
So, very cool.
So get out, like I said, out of your office and go meet people, and you'll, yeah, discover many other businesses that are in Waukesha that have been here for many years.
We should try to organize something here, you and me, here at the studios, at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown.
Yes.
And get some of these folks in. And so, hey, switching gears for a second. As you know, we have a new segment that goes from 9 to 11, which is why I'm on at 8. And happy to be on here at 8. One of my heroes was Tim Russert, and so he was at 9 Eastern time on Sundays, but I like Saturdays better. So it really means a lot that I'm, I guess, the first person that you hear when you get up in the morning. But 9 o'clock, we have a wonderful show with retired U.S. Attorney James Santel. Or Jim, you go by Jim, right?
I go by Jim, so, absolutely.
So we want to give a few minutes here to Jim before he starts his show, just to say hello and you know.
Absolutely, Don. Thanks so much for inviting me into your program this morning. Great to be here with Mary Jane, Connor, in the production studio,
yeah,
here, and right here along Wisconsin Avenue in downtown, beautiful, sunny Waukesha. So great to be with you this morning and following you in just a few minutes and following up on your wonderful enthusiasm about our community and all things going on here in Waukesha and throughout our country. We're going to be chatting this morning again about the United States Supreme Court, a few more cases coming up, and then necessarily we're going to chat in our second hour this morning, yes, about January 6th and some big takeaways from the things this past,
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I'll be listening to that, and I hope other people do. No matter what your politics are, it's important to understand what happened that day and getting a better sense to it and getting to the truth, because, you know, for the first time since the Civil War, or really the War of 1812, that's how, you know, serious, how egregious this attack was.
Absolutely, and we still get more revelations every single time the committee meets. Mm-hmm. We know there are more committee meetings coming up in the not-too-distant future, but
sure,
boy, this past week, again, some significant revelations about what our former president knew and what he,
yeah,
was acting,
sure,
on, what the people,
yeah,
around him thought.
So there's an article I've been meaning to read, and it was posted on Facebook by a very good family friend. You may have heard of him, Robert Bob Kaufman.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
It's a great, the article says, you know, that they believe Trump wasn't legally, what he did wasn't seditious, but certainly indefensible. And that's coming from the right. You know, Robert Kaufman, for those who don't know, is one of the leading conservative thinksmiths of American conservative political theory. And so for him to say that is, you know, I urge everybody to really take a closer look at what's going on and pay attention to Jim's show in these discussions, because I think it'll be extremely helpful.
Right, absolutely, those thoughts.
So.
And, of course, we encourage all sorts of commentary, as you just indicated, Don. It is not an easy thing to get your head around. There's a lot going on there. And again, as I said, we're going to start this morning talking about the Supreme Court, anticipating that sometime soon some major, major cases also being decided coming out of Washington, D.C. It's going to be a big summer for you, for WAUK,
sure,
for all of us here in Waukesha and beyond.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, Jim, I really appreciate your gift of time, because I know you've got to get ready for your show, and hope we can do this again soon.
I would be delighted,
yeah,
and we'll get you on the follow-up show,
that'll
here.
Be fun.
And,
I would love
Saturday
that.
Saturday mornings, and make sure the continuity is good. Sure. And again, I love the enthusiasm here in the morning.
And it's a nice addition here to the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown that we've got a top legal counsel here in the form of James Santel.
You're very generous.
Just bringing the cannoli.
Very generous and very thoughtful, right? And we do have cannoli, and we'll share those with you.
Sounds
in the,
great.
The future, Don, Mary Jane, if you come by, we'll do the same.
We sure will. So, hey, everybody, thanks for listening, and happy Father's Day again to everybody. And stick around next week. We're going to have Coach, Defensive Coordinator, Kevin McLean of Waukesha South, and maybe one or two of his Division I prospects. So it's going to be a fun show next week. So in the meantime, have a great Father's Day weekend. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See ya!
And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a mourning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation, and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn.